Hello everyone, this is Martin Zender, and I'm going to be conducting a major experiment this week. I'm going to tell you about that in a minute after the music stops. Concerning the eons, we're going to have fun with the eons. I want to teach you to have fun with the eons, but in order to have fun with the eons, you have to know that there are eons. But before that, I'd like to bring you this important message. You remember a few weeks ago when I was talking about the Potter and the Clay, and you saw a fantastic painting there on the screen for 7 whole days. It was called Clay Pots on Pedestals. That was painted by Denise Ivy Tellep. I told you that the original was only $1,500. Well, you can have a print of this amazing painting. You can go to DeniseIvyTellepDesign.com. I know this artist personally, and she has a website that'll make you feel good. A lot of paintings there. You can scroll through them, and I guarantee you it'll give you a lift to your day. DeniseIvyTellepDesign.com. Denise Ivy, that's with an E, I-V-E-Y, Tellep, T-E-L-E-P, Design.com. Or is it Designs? Oh, it's Designs. DeniseIvyTellepDesigns.com. Go there, check it out. She gives you information on how to buy a print of not only clay pots on pedestals, but her other remarkable works of art. You can email her too, denise@deniseivytellepdesigns. You have to know that there are eons in order to have fun with the eons. Eon and its adjective form, aeonian, appear in scripture approximately 175 times. Why don't you know this? Because this word has been screwed up, mistranslated, covered over by bad translations, and there are certain versions, such as the Concordant version, which bring out the truth concerning the eons. And unless you know this, God's word is not going to make sense to you. Thanks for reminding me. My experiment is, I don't really feel like doing the show this week. I am not inspired. That's how I feel right now. But I'm going to keep doing it to prove a point. Here's the point, that it does not matter if a rock gives you this information. That I'm going to give you information, and I'm going to prove to you this week that the information is inspired, and that knowing this will change your life. And it doesn't give a hoot. Doesn't matter a hoot and a holler or a hoot and nanny who gives the information. All right? It's an experiment. You remember what Jesus said, that if these people shut up, the rocks and the stones will sing. God can raise praise from a rock. So I'm an uninspired person this week, and you're still going to thrill to this, and it's going to be proof that it's not the messenger, it's the message. And I'm the perfect person to provide this service. Whenever I give a talk on the eons and the topic of eternity, I ask this question. Is eternity a long time? Raise your hand if you think eternity is a long time. Go ahead. If you want to do this at home, fine with me. Don't spill your coffee. I know there are people who listen to this show first thing in the morning. They tell me they do it with coffee, and I'm afraid that if they raise their hand in a rapid rate, they might spill their coffee. So take caution. Put your coffee down on the table. Now, if you think eternity is a long time, raise your hand. Okay, thanks. But you can put it down now. If you think eternity goes on and on and on, raise your hand. Okay, I see we got a lot of people there. Okay, good. Well, eternity is not a long time, and it does not go on and on and on, because eternity defies time. And now you're going to get a real revelation passed on by your friendly neighborhood rock here, that the Bible has nothing to say about eternity. That's right. God is not telling us about eternity in this Bible. Anybody who wants to make this talk about eternal things has no idea what God is trying to say in the Scripture. It's like trying to, if you take your Scriptures, trying to cram a square Bible into a round hole to make this book talk about eternity. You're forcing it to do things it was not meant to do. It's like taking a bird and putting it in a aquarium and telling it to swim, or taking a fish and throwing it out of the airplane and telling it to fly. You can't do it. What if you have a round Bible and you want to put it into a square peg? Same thing. I've never seen a round Bible, but if you have one, God bless you. A knowledge of the eons is so important. And I'm going to tell you what an eon is. It's a period of time. There, I just told you. And I'm going to show you. You don't think it's a period of time? I'm going to show you in the scripture. This word has been grievously mistranslated. And I don't feel like doing all the work for you, so you do some work. You can look up eon. Jesus speaks of this eon. Matthew 12:32. Matthew 13:22, Mark 4:19, Luke 20:34, in Paul's letters, Romans 12:2, 1 Corinthians 1:20, this eon. This is the same word that was translated eternity in some places. It's clearly a period of time. Oh, you want a verse about that eon? Luke 20:35, this eon, that eon, before the eons. How about that? 1 Corinthians 2:7. Obviously, this word cannot mean eternity here, but it has been translated so many different ways that suggest eternity, and the adjective form, aeonian, has been translated eternity, and it's a big mix-up, like trying to cram your Bible, your round Bible, into a square hole. You can't do it. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk about people who come out of the seminary who should ask for their money back. I'm Martin Zender. Believe in God no matter what the clergy tell you.